Exercises 5 and 6, page 168.
What's on TV tonight, Paul? Have you looked at the TV guide yet?
I'm just reading it now, actually. There are some nice films on this evening. The first one is on Adventure Plus, that new channel that started last month.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Fire and Shadow, and it's a fantasy film from 2015. It starts at 8 o'clock, and it's an hour and 50 minutes long. The plot sounds interesting. It's the usual kind of fantasy story. The guide says that an elven kingdom gets attacked one day by a dragon, and the leader of the elves has to stop the monster. But when he does, he discovers something he never expected.
Okay. I'm not so sure about that. I heard that the reviews weren't so good. Critics said that the special effects weren't that impressive and let the film down. Hey, what about that? There on MovieFlix.
Which film?
Starbase 7, the sci-fi film. It was made in 2020, so I'm sure the special effects will be better. It starts at 9:30, but is a bit longer at 2.5 hours. The story sounds cool, though. It says that a group of researchers find a mysterious object on an alien world that will rewrite human history.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard about that film. It had excellent reviews. They say that the acting is very good and the story is really exciting and really makes you think. I love films that have a message.
There's one more film on Film 24/7.
Yeah, I see that. The Long Night. It's a remake from 2018 of an older film from the 1970s, I think. It starts at 10 o'clock, though, and it's 2 hours and 15 minutes long, so it won't finish until 12:30 at least. That's not great. I've got work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a shame. I love crime films, and the plot sounds just like my sort of thing. A super detective seeking out an old colleague to crack a big case. The film got Best Director and Best Film at the Oscars, and all the critics absolutely loved it.
So, how about we watch the sci-fi film then? It will finish earlier, and it seems to be very good.
Sure thing. I'd like to watch that too. It's a deal.